From the heart of Montana, this is Big Sky, Small World, Carroll College's student podcast.
Big Sky, Small World, I can never have Montana. It's a good to the big sky.
You're the lion to my lioness, the milk to my Chardonnay. My Prince Charming doesn't bring me flowers, he knows I'd rather have gummy bears any day. He sees colors as numbers, now I know them all.
All right, welcome to Backcountry Buzz, a segment where we talk to people about what they like to do in the outdoors in the great state of Montana. My name is Patty.
And I'm Miranda.
And we hope you enjoy it. So we just got a pretty chill episode. We just have me and Miranda, and we're just going to talk about random stuff, I guess. Miranda, how are you doing today? Maybe that'll get some topics.
I'm so good. Now that we listened to that song, I'm in a great mood, and I'm ready to talk.
The best song about milk and Chardonnay.
What kind of combination is that?
I don't know.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay, question time.
Okay. So, we've been talking a lot about things in the outdoors. So, I want to know, when you, like, did you grow up doing a lot of camping and hiking and stuff in Colorado? Or what's your background in outdoor activities?
Wow, you're making me blush with this question because I love telling this story. When I was a kid, I was like the Fortnite kid. I played sports, but I would just like sit at home and like play Wii and like just be on my iPod all the time. And I didn't do anything. Like my parents would like drag me out for like a 3-mile hike. And I would just like complain the entire time. My mom was like, are we gonna go on a hike? Is that okay? And I'd just be like, oh my God, mom, I don't want to do that. It's a walk to nowhere. And so I just like complain every time. And so they like learned not to take me hiking. So that was up until like high school. And I think even through high school, I was kind of like, oh, this like sucks. Like there's no point in this. And then I came to college and I met like some of my good friends, like Mark, Aiden, and Reed. And they like took me on this trip to Glacier. And then we went off trail. And I was like, oh, you can do that? And we did. And it was all of a sudden like way more exciting. And then we could like bag peaks and like, I don't know, do stuff that like just wasn't like a 3-mile hike around like some boring park in Colorado. I mean, there's like cool stuff in Colorado.
Oh, but, okay.
but there's like...
Stupid Colorado.
It's so dumb. But I felt like it was way more enjoyable when you could like go and do stuff that was actually physically difficult. And there's like the 18-mile days and the 30-mile days, and even like a 45-mile day in there. And like, it's like, oh, like this is way more fun. And like, you get to be with the boys and you get to drink a beer sometimes. It's just life. So it's, I think it just changed like when I went to college. But yeah, no, I was terrible at outdoors like way before. Yeah, like what about you? Because you got into rock climbing. I think we talked about this already, but like I want to know again.
Yeah.
Like, but like you didn't even rock climb until what, like 2 years ago, and you're already like the best woman climber in Montana.
No.
From my reference, it seems like that.
I didn't really start climbing. I was kind of the same, not really the same, but like. I didn't, like, my parents didn't really do a lot of, like, camping or anything. Like, I did not really, like, we did the same thing where it was, like, short, like, 3-mile hikes. And, like, I was kind of the same way where I was, like, we, 1 year, our family had, like, a New Year's resolution where we were going to, like, go hike the same hike every single, like, once a month. Yuck. And, like, look at how the seasons were changing. Very, like... cliche thing to do. I was not into it, and especially when it was like snowing, I was like, why, this is so dumb. But that was really like my only experience with hiking or anything. And then it was the same thing, like I just made friends with people who were like, I think a lot of it was like my fitness level wasn't as good. And so it was like
really
hanging out with like a lot of people like on the cross country team who were like really, really, really fit and like doing all these crazy things. And I was like, went on one for the first time. I've told this story a bunch of times, but one of the like bigger ish like peak bagging hikes that I did for the first time was in Glacier, and we did Mount Sayi, which is like over 10,000 feet. And I think there's just like, it's just like there's this one section in the last like 2 miles, it's just like a lot of vert, and I just had never done anything like that before, and it was like terrible. I was like not having it. It was like the coolest thing I'd ever done, but also I was like not fit enough for it with like the people. It was like specifically like the people I was going with were like just absolutely just like sprinting up, and I was like so not having it. But it was so cool, and I was like, okay, well now I like want to be able to do all of this stuff all the time. And I was like, I just want to spend all of my time doing this. So I just like did a lot more hiking, and like that's why I started running too, which I but I started running too because I was like, I want to be able to like be able to do all of this stuff and like not have it be like hard. So I was like trying to do that. And then yeah, but it was kind of similar with climbing. Like I started climbing my senior year a tiny bit, like just indoors. I remember like the first climb that I ever did, like people always are like, I don't know if you experience this because you're like so good at running, but like when people are always like kind of like don't want to like run with you or whatever because they're like, oh, I'm not that good or whatever. But it's like, okay, well, I remember like not that long ago, I like was really bad at it too. And it's just like fun. So it's like not that big of a deal. But
that's currently how I feel climbing with you. I don't want to climb with you because every time I do, I feel like
I just feel like, yeah, because like I remember like the first V3 that I got, and I was like, this is so crazy. Like, I'm so good right now. And it was like the hardest one I'd ever done. And so it's just like a cool experience. And then I was like kind of breaking into fours when I came to Carroll, and then I just started climbing like all the time, and then started working at like the rock wall at Carroll and working at Stone Tree and stuff. And so then I remember like the first time I ever went outdoor climbing, the camp applications and stuff like always ask you to like say what your favorite memory was, and that's like my because I remember it was a really small group and Thomas was there. And he just made it so much more fun. And we went climbing at Blue Cloud. And it was just like the coolest thing. Cause I had wanted to go outdoor climbing for a long time. But if you don't like have people who like climb outside, like it's hard, like you can't really just go do that by yourself. Like you need so much equipment. You like need to know what you're doing enough or like have someone who does know what they're doing. So it's like really hard to get into that. Like you can't just pick it up. I mean, you can go on YouTube, but that doesn't really like give you that much information. So that was like the first outdoor climbing, and I was like, this is so cool. Like it's like above like the whole tree line, and you can like see it all over like everything, and it's so cool. But I think that was like the first thing. But honestly, all of my like outdoor experiences and like doing stuff have all been in college. Like I had never like gone on long backpacking trips or like hiked anything like longer than like five I don't know before. And so it's like crazy being like, because that's like the coolest thing that I do and like the only thing I ever want to do. And so it's like weird that I like never had done any of that like 3 years ago or something. So it's just like, it's so weird.
Maybe it's like, I've always thought about like, because we didn't have those experiences like as kids. Mm-hmm. I've always like thought like, 'cause my brother used to do like a bunch of that stuff or like kind of, and he was like risky, but like now he doesn't want to do it. So I wonder if it's just like something that phases out. We just got introduced to it and now we're like, oh, I love this.
Well, it's cool because like hearing about like Brad and stuff, like it sounds like people who kind of get into it in college like tend to do it when they're adults a little bit more, and like then they can actually appreciate it. Because I think sometimes when you're a kid, like when your parents are into something or like pushing you to do something, you're like, this is dumb. You know what I mean? Like I do not think that I would have had fun like doing like really strenuous hikes like when I was a kid. Cause like now I understand that there's like an actual like goal and like it's worth it, but like it's kind of not fun anyway sometimes when you're doing it now. So it's like, what's I kind of
like
get it, but
it's like the type two fun. Like, you know, it's like, which is, I don't know. It's like an interesting thing to invest in, but like,
it is so weird. I don't know. So sometimes I always get so excited to do it. And then I actually start doing it. I'm like, oh, I forgot this kind of sucks. And then you're like, and then you get up there and I'm like,
it's like, oh,
everything makes sense. It was so worth it. It was so fun. And then you don't tell anyone about any of the bad parts. Cause you just forget once you get up there, then you just get to go downhill. So then it's just so awesome. And then it's like, oh, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. And then you're looking at like, I'll do stuff and I'll take pictures and then I'll like be like super corny and I'll like look at it like on a flight when I don't have any
service. Oh my gosh,
like, I'll just look through photos of like past experiences, and that's like the benefit. It's like the memories.
Yep. Then you get stuck in the middle of winter and it's like terrible and it's like,
Yeah.
Wish I could be doing that right now. But yeah, for some of us who don't ski.
Someone needs to go skiing.
I don't know how to ski.
You should have went this year. I think you would pick it up quick.
Really bad at skiing.
Well, you got to do it more. That's
how. Okay, but here's the real problem is that hiking and like doing all of that stuff is like mostly free. Skiing, I do not have the budget for this. I do not work 23 hours a week at the hack. So I don't have the funds. Yeah, 20. off the record. But I do not have the funds to pay to go slide down a hill.
It's not that like expensive if you just save up like a little bit of money. What are you spending your money on? You work on the same, not like the same hours as I do, but I feel like we work like congruent hours and we have congruent jobs too. Like we both are receptionists.
We don't actually do anything. Do not call me a receptionist. You're totally your receptionist.
Okay, but
get out of here.
Okay, you're climbing.
Okay,
coach,
I am a receptionist.
exactly. And then we're both camps in the summer. I know you're probably a bigger position than me at the camp, so you probably get paid more there. You get paid zero.
I'm kidding,
I was going to say,
kidding,
it was like,
but, like
oh
basically.
My. Well, yeah, I get paid. That was like $2,000 for the whole summer.
Yeah,
like,
$2,000.
Oh, yeah. Songs.
Yep.
Sorry, Chile camps. But yeah, no. And I also like don't believe that you never ran, because if you like ran on a college team, I think you'd be like,
I think I would cry.
I think you'd be pretty good, honestly. Mm-hmm.
That would probably be good for me because then I would like actually be forced to like go sometimes.
Yeah, but running's like not fun though. Yeah, like running. Objectively, it's like,
he says that, but he likes it.
Yeah, but like it's only fun.
The way you talk about running is like completely different than you actually like it.
It's only fun when you have Strava. Like if you don't have Strava, no one can see what you're doing. I would not run.
You would not run. This is the problem with Strava. I took like a month off of uploading all of my runs to Strava and it was kind of luxurious. I'm not going to lie.
Seriously?
It kind of stresses me out a little bit.
I want to compare. I want to know my place in the running hierarchy.
That is crazy. Yeah, this is actually, we should talk about this.
Like how, yeah, is Strava good?
Is Strava toxic?
Okay, I'll go first. I'll do a.
Please.
I guess it's not really a hot take, but like it's not. I think that it only pushes you. I think that like,
yeah,
I think I've tried stuff that I didn't want to try because of Strava. I think like it's a good way to like it holds like all your photos. It holds like all your 13 minutes too long. It holds like all your photos, all your activities, like all that go through. Like I live on Strava. It's just pretty cringy, I know, but that's life. But I think like, I'll like,
yeah,
go
usually,
like,
I usually go in Strava and it's like someone uploaded a run 3 minutes ago and Petty is already.
All right, this doesn't matter. Better than chronically on Strava. Better than Instagram, which I am also chronically on.
I was going to say, you
really
just
matter.
Switch between Strava and Reels.
I don't know where the time goes, but
time travel. We could talk about that too. That is horrible.
Okay, that's a personal thing
that
we should not talk about.
That's a personal problem that we should. No more backcountry buzz. This is just let's just talk about Patty, your past traumas that have led you to this moment. It's
Instagram
therapy.
Time travel.
Yeah.
But but anyways, I was talking about Strava before Miranda rudely interrupted me. But I think like it tracks everything you have, and I think you can do other things, like or you can see other people do things. And I think it's like, oh, like I can like do this route that someone did, or oh, like this someone did this like King of the Mountain or CR. Let me try to get in the top 10 or something like that, you know? And I think like it's only pushed me. This is like a personal thing, and I'll ask your opinion in like 2 seconds. But I think like for me, it's like really beneficial when it pushes me. And like, I guess it like kind of sucks when like you see someone like do like really cool stuff and you can't do that stuff. But like, I think it only like pushes you to do more cool stuff than the stuff that you are okay at, you know? Anyways, that's my take. But what about you? Let's see what you got.
I feel like that's probably true if you're like actually good at running. So that I feel like that is actually kind of beneficial. But I feel like if you're really bad at running and you don't actually like running, then maybe Strava's not the place for you.
But it's not like only a running app. Like you did like the South Teton or the Middle Teton?
Yeah.
That's Middle Teton. That's steez. It doesn't like matter how fast you're going. It's just like a cool adventure.
True.
And like you put it on Strava and like, dude, like I'm really jealous. So if that makes you feel better, like
good.
Oh my God.
See,
like,
but this is the problem. This is what we're talking about.
But like, it's not like a bad jealous. It's like, it's just like, or maybe
true,
it is.
I don't know.
But it doesn't like take away from anyone else's experiences. Like someone did like an 8 mile run around like their park.
I agree with what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
And I think that it is cool. But also, The fact that you wouldn't run as much without Strava is like crazy. But also, you know what? Good for you, I guess.
But also, you can like post like climbs. I know you say it's like only for running, but like just post climbs and like do a take a picture. You've done this before.
I've done this before. Like, okay, here's the thing. It's actually really funny because
that's still flexing.
But I feel so like this is the thing is I don't really run that often, but I climb like every single day for like a long time. And I feel so annoying. So I don't really post anything ever because I feel like.
You think I don't annoy people with really my people five with times my... a week running? Like,
yeah. Here's like a good topic annoying. Of conversation. I want to get a new watch because my watch doesn't like work for like, it's good for like running kind of, but yeah. Half the time my stats are all wrong. And I'm like, I swear I was not running that. Like that's not right. Like my heart rate was not that, like, I don't know. It's just like really janky. I don't know why. I probably also could get like a nicer watch that I already like similar one, but
you should,
but they don't work for climbing. And there's some that like actually have like really good climbing stats. So I feel like, okay, here's the thing is when I upload stuff to Strava, it's like how long I did it. And then it's like,
yeah, it's like beats
feet of elevation gain, which doesn't even make sense because it doesn't track when I like climb up a vertical wall, like it doesn't.
Yeah,
like,
it's just
so
like
it always is just
feet.
0 feet, and then that's like all the stats. And I'm like, that is so dumb. Like, why am I even uploading this? Like, this is so stupid. This is why. So I think it's just user error. Actually, it's probably nothing against Strava, but I just don't know how to actually use it, and I actually don't actually run. So that's the problem.
Do they have like Strava for climbers? You can like. I don't know. Like, do they?
I
have
think. Well,
like that?
I know. Like, some of the people, like Dr. Meyer, has a shout out. Has a has an Apple Watch, and it like actually tracks like a lot more accurately. But I don't know. I'm trying to like do research because I think like one of the Coros ones might be better for that. Actually, you're okay. Let's talk about this. Every time I bring this up, you like
Garmin.
You're like mad. So what's your beef?
Garmin
doesn't Aiden have a Coros watch?
Does. He can't listen to Spotify without his phone. But I can't.
Do you ever use Spotify without your phone?
Every run.
You don't take your phone with you?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
That's it, right?
Pretty much. But also like if I was a climber, I'd probably pick Coros. Like
I don't think mine has music on it either though.
Well, you gotta
because mine's
put more money.
Yeah, that's the thing. My like $250 is not enough. So yeah,
well, we should get a Coros and see if it does better climbing stuff. Or an Apple Watch. I think Apple Watches are cheaper than
I don't want an Apple Watch.
Stop whispering. And man, why not? It's
did you
so
have
good.
An Apple Watch at one point in your career?
I did. My long
your
industrious
long career.
No, I
as
haven't.
As a corporate worker.
As a receptionist at the time. It's like 2/3 of my resume.
Yeah.
But
it's an important 2/3 still.
So. Yeah, it's huge for the jobs I'm trying to get. Super relevant. Backcountry and Love on the Spectrum. Let's find some similarities, except not. So it's like more of like a reward at the end of the day is Love on the Spectrum when I've done like all my homework and I'm like, wow, we get to watch Love on the Spectrum.
No, actually we don't because you actually just are too busy being a pretend academic weapon. So we actually just don't watch it. Dude, you know what? This morning I was like, you know what? Screw you. I'm just going to watch the whole thing without you because I'm impatient and I feel like my whole life is riding on Love on the Spectrum.
No, I really want to watch the rest of it. I'm just, okay. To be fair, I didn't want to stay up too late last night because I work. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have work in the morning now. And then my paper is due on Friday. So I can't
It's
a 5-page paper, but
one
the
paragraph left, and he's been working on it for 4 days.
Oh, correction. It's done, and I have a meeting with the writing center tonight to see if it's going to be an A.
I thought you had a meeting with the writing center on like whatever day.
I have another one.
How'd it go? Did they tell you it was terrible?
Oh, he actually said that the content was sufficient.
Oh, sufficient. That sounds very average, but okay.
It was very average. He was like, he's like, yeah, I didn't really see like too much. And then I was like, I just kind of want like a beer above. And he's like, oh, it's fine then. I was like, perfect. But yeah, no, I had a lot of APA errors, unfortunately. So it's supposed to be like a hard class. So like, I've never been good at like writing papers. So like, I'm probably going to get like a C, but you know what?
It's just not true. This always happens. You say, oh, I'm going to get a C.
Oh,
poor Patty. And then you get 100%.
That's just on the test because we have a cheat sheet and they're super easy. Yeah, what are your grades looking like? Let's talk about Miranda's grades.
So I don't actually go to real school, so I actually don't really have grades. I only take research methods, which is my one real class, and then I have
keyboarding,
and sight singing, where I just
sight singing
sing out of
hymnals
all the time, and chamber choir, which I also just pretend to sing, and then my internship and voice lessons. It's just a lot of singing, and I just get an A at the end for it. So
you get an A for all of that?
Yeah, just for, I just show up sometimes. New topic of conversation. This is not relevant to backcountry at all. Like, I don't know what we're talking about.
It doesn't matter.
We both have so much stuff we could talk about that's relevant on topic, and we're just not. But so whatever. I was going to ask you what you were doing, because Josie and I were talking about this at lunch. I don't remember how it came up, but what are you, what's your life plans for the summer and next year?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
As a Carol grad.
Exciting stuff coming up. So first off, moving with my parents.
Yes.
Because there's no rent in Colorado that I can even remotely afford.
Every 22 year old's dream right there.
that's every 22 year old in our generation, because no one can afford anything. Thanks. United States.
Maybe if you had worked 40 hours at the hack, you wouldn't be able to afford it.
It's part time for a reason. I'm gonna go home and hopefully work a job that I haven't found yet.
But this is what Josie was asking. I was like, I had no idea.
I have my first and second choice job. They haven't gotten back to me. So I'm assuming that means that I haven't been accepted. So I think it's probably gonna be like Dutch Bros or something. If I had to be like absolutely honest. But I'll do that. And then I'm most excited about like doing a bunch of 14ers that I haven't been able to do. So
that's what I want to go do. That's so sick.
Yeah.
Even though Colorado's actually dumb and there's nothing to do there.
Yeah,
so
don't come there. We don't have any more people on I-70, please. but then, yeah, so that's like mainly stuff I'm excited about. Like I'm going to do like 100 in the August and then probably another ultra in this fall. So I think it's just more like being able to get money and then spend money on races and gear.
Immediately lose it promptly after you get it.
I'm going to get like an Arc'teryx jacket. I have like no life goals.
Your goal, Arc'teryx jacket is on the list. That is crazy.
I was like looking at them in class today. I was like, oh, it's because
we those things. That was a good topic of conversation that is related to backcountry. Let's talk about the stigma around the Arc'teryx items.
I don't know. Like I hate, but I want one. Like I'm always going to be like, oh dude, it's so stupid that they charge like $400 for it. But like also like if I
got one from secondhand gear shop in Missoula, and it was like $100.
What? That's a steal.
I know.
You should be like, for that.
Yeah. Dang. That's my one item of clothing, and I would never buy one if I...
Is it waterproof?
Nope. Found that out the hard way.
Oh, was it? That was that one? I thought that was like a Patagonia one.
No, that was a Patagonia one. That one on that trip. We went on a trip. We have to explain things. There's a lot of background story that just went... We went on a trip to Glacier, very exhilarating trip with camp. And we went on a trip and I didn't look at the weather. I was like,
I don't think any of us did.
Yeah, so it rained really hard and we were going on like, I don't know, what was it, like 14 it like, miles or something?
Yeah, we're going to do Mount Flinch.
Yeah, made it to the pass because it was super foggy and there was just, like and it was like with a wind and it was raining. Oh my gosh, don't talk about it. That's a sore subject. That was like, I can't even.
Randall
anyways,
is what we're trying to say.
We didn't make it because there wasn't really any point because we weren't going to be able to see anything even if we made it up. So anyways.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
But I just had like this windbreaker and
it was waterproof, right?
It was not waterproof. It was like a wet tissue in like an hour. It was like the most weird looking thing ever because it was just like completely like wilted. And it was just soaking wet and it was like worse because like leaving it on and I like ended up getting another jacket from Skylar that was like her dad's in like the 90s and it was like huge, but it was a lot better than that tissue.
Those are not meant for. I was wearing a trash bag because
I was jealous, dude. I could have used one of those. Yeah, he was like dry the whole time.
Yeah,
so
it was great for me.
You don't need to spend money on Patagonia windbreakers. Just trash bags.
If you buy like a 60-pack of trash bags.
Yeah, and people were laughing at you, but it worked.
They weren't laughing. They weren't laughing.
Who's laughing now?
Miranda sure wasn't.
Yeah.
And on that same trip, one of the cooler animal stories that I've seen. We walked past like four moose, and we got like 10 feet up.
Mises.
And yep. We got like 10 foot up to like one of the. There was like a mom. Was there a calf?
I didn't even see the other. Yeah, I didn't even notice them because I was so stressed out about the mom or whatever that was like so close to us. I was like, they're like, just keep walking. I was like,
but someone said there was like calves, like, and so the trail was like right between the
straight
mom and the calves.
Between. If so I had like known looking, that, I would have been even more stressed out. So I'm glad I didn't know that until after we walked by.
Yeah. I was like looking at that. I was like, oh, we're going to die because usually they're super aggressive. But like, yeah,
she
we just walked past
care.
And she just
the
like,
maternal
ate.
Instincts were not there.
She did not care. Then I remember like looking across, we like got out of the thing and like the male one that we saw was like looking at us. It was so cool. That was like one of the more dope moose sightings. I got to get a moose tattoo with all the moose experiences I've had. I want to get one.
You have
like
any cool animal stories?
Yeah, I do. I have. Oh my gosh. There was one time I was backpacking in Colorado and I saw three bull moose like it just together in a field. And they all looked at me at one time when I was like trailing the group. It was the coolest experience of my life. Like, it was like, well, I don't even like, I don't know how like
just like violin music just starts playing.
I was like, one tear just drop one rolling tears. Down my like, it's so beautiful. But it was like one of those moments that you see like a movie. And maybe I'm like, it could be just like my memory toying with me. Like, it could have just been like really
just made
stupid.
It 40 times more dramatic than it actually was.
I just keep building on it. But no, it was like super cool. And like, I don't know how territorial they get, but I thought like male moose didn't like hang out together. But I guess they did. So they were just
friends.
They were not friends. I guess they were chilling. So that was pretty cool. And I have like a couple of those, but I want to ask you about yours.
I don't see animals because the animals hate me. So I can't even like, I have this dream about mountain goats because I think they're so cool and they all hate me. So I've only seen one.
One?
Well, there was That's two it? At the time, but they
oh, was
were.
Was that up the trip we had? Because we saw one there.
No.
It was like far away, but.
The ones that were like specks that actually weren't goats. No, that does not count. Everyone
was
gaslighting
was,
me. They're like, oh, that's a goat. And
it was a white speck. What is white on those mountains?
A mountain that was like so far away.
Yeah, because it's a mountain goat.
Yeah. So. What's happening?
But nothing else?
No, I've seen one. When we did the Highline Trail, and I did not pick the Highline Trail because there were so many people. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah,
I did not pick that.
Don't
off
the Highline Trail.
Off the record, I did not pick that, and I would never pick that, but it was fun. It was like 15 miles or something. It was like chill, but it was not I was like...
It's kind of
it was cool. Like the mountains were cool, but I just like peak bagging way more. So I was like kind of like, felt like not as exciting, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Go do like Reynolds or something, or like... Mount Oberlin.
Dude, like way more yeah, cool. Oberlin I want to do.
Oberlin.
It's like 2 miles. You could do that like now. Just go. It's like a 2 mile hike, I think.
Is it?
It's so easy.
That's crazy.
It's like the easiest one.
I don't know. There's so many things I want to do there. So next fall, I'm just going to live there and not go to school. So that's my plan.
Yeah.
Go run away to Spain. That's my other option.
Honestly.
Right now. So one of those two options will be happening.
Looking to Spain. Dude. You always like you're a hop skipping away from Montana, but you're not hop skipping.
Well, I was texting. So I was talking to people about studying. I think we've gone through like this is like our 20th conversation. I'm pretty sure we were in the middle of one conversation. Like
probably. But go
a
to
while
Spain.
Ago that
Spain
word
is,
did not.
Spain would be so cool. I
well,
feel like only
yeah.
good things.
Well, I was texting my mom about. That I was like talking to the person about going somewhere.
Shannon.
And she was like really excited about it.
Yeah, she gets
didn't Patty go to Norway? She's like, no, my mom was like, I was like, how did you remember that? Like, I
Dude,
feel like
nice.
I mentioned that like one time, like long time
Mom's
ago.
Mom's got
so.
A good memory. Jeez. wear a pants. Long sleeve shirt and jacket. You would always just be like in like summer
That'd
clothes, which
sick.
Is, I want to,
summer
I
clothes
live.
Are way better.
They're so good.
Much less work.
Yeah, I want to like live somewhere where I can like just be in shorts.
I have so many shorts.
Yeah.
And I love shorts.
Shorts are underrated,
yeah,
by the
people
way.
People hate shorts, but.
Especially when we live in Montana. Everyone's wearing jeans here. Why are so many people wearing
I don't know.
Jeans? I don't like jeans.
yeah. You know, you could not wear jeans ever.
I do. I do not wear jeans. I wear like my mom jeans that I got from the thrift store because I thought they looked cool, but I don't know about that.
That is crazy. I'm never going to see you wearing jeans the same ever again. Be like, what? Wow, you look so cool in your mom jeans.
It only enhanced your view.
Yeah,
of
but
what
your
my
perception.
Jeans
like. Yeah. Now I'm going to like overthink it. What are you, your life plans after college?
Oh, didn't I already say it?
Are you done? Is that all? Maybe Dutch no, Bros well, and run Dutch, some ultras. That's it.
Dutch Bros run ultras, and then I'm going to get my master's degree and be a therapist, which I actually am excited about. But it's a long way to get there, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Got Dutch Bros to look forward to. What's your other jobs you were wanting?
I wanted to be like a mental health tech, but it's either
mental health tech or Dutch Bros.
Or be like an ABA therapist, which you don't need a lot of qualifications for. But I have a sneaking suspicion that my application isn't good enough. Or they're just like doing the tax break thing. I don't know if this is a conspiracy or not. The tax break thing where they like look for people, but they don't actually hire because it like, I think you get a break in your taxes. I'm getting all my information from Instagram Reels.
I was going to say, based on our conversation we had a couple days ago on tax day, I don't think you know anything about taxes.
But the taxes are like, you don't have to pay them.
Yeah. See?
If you're, no, okay. Like, I'm
I
gonna,
hope that the people who,
She said that, no, she's IRS.
Yes, Polly.
Polly is always right with the taxes. She's been doing taxes for longer than we've been
Her
alive.
Her whole life is
longer
about
than we've
taxes.
Been alive. It is. Like,
that
she,
is terrible.
She is an accountant, so Polly knows about the taxes.
She did, yeah.
So, and she said, I didn't need
to do
taxes.
Dude, your family is like just so professional.
They are. You should really, see them. It's so funny. It's like.
What does your dad do?
My dad is like, he's an incredibly bright guy. He like works as like a, it's like computer science. I don't know. He's not like a salesman, but he's like a support to companies, like for accounts, like huge like things. Like he's been like well renowned in his company or previous company because they did a bunch of other stuff. But it doesn't matter. But it's like he's like really successful and he's like a really bright and like very squared away guy. He likes listening to jazz music and sitting on the couch. The guy is quite literally the best person that you could ever look up to.
Yep.
So yes, that's
and your alleged twin apparently.
My twin, yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully, dude.
I hope to yep. be able to grow up like him someday.
Yep, and then your two successful brothers.
Okay, don't rub it in. We don't need to rub it in. Yes, I'm the black sheep of my family. I get it. yes, backcountry buzz with family.
Yeah, let's talk about your family.
Talk about your black sheep of the family
on the backcountry. This is like the most horrible podcast we've ever tried to do. This is not good.
Let's see how this does.
I would not want to listen.
We're
going to
go from two listeners, me and you, to three listeners.
Who?
I don't know. Someone misclicked.
I think I might have an aneurysm trying to listen to this conversation back. Because I've never had to like listen to a conversation we've like organically had back, but I like already feel like I lose brain cells when it's like happening in real time. I feel like if I try to listen to it later, I'm going to be like, we need like a topic that you could like crash out about. That's not the hot chocolate because that's not very eventful.
I'm very type A.
Should you, do you want to talk? Let's talk type A. Okay, I've been thinking about this recently. Are you more type A or type B? Let's talk about
it. I've always been type B. Maybe not like recently.
How does this apply to your everyday life?
I'm pretty sure
there's like a type C too. Can we look this up?
Yeah, look it up. Okay, this here, one second.
Because I'm actually really interested
in
this.
I need another hot chocolate.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
For like
you're actually going to go get more hot chocolate.
Big Sky Small World is sponsored by the Carroll College Communication Center.
Helping the Carroll and Helena communities with presentations, multimedia, and podcasting since 2020.
Find us in the library or email Director Alan Hansen at ahansen@carroll.edu.
Type A, the director. Goal-oriented, risk-taking, good under stress. Okay, this is not... Okay, this is personality types, not type. Type A. Time-conscious, competitive, goal-oriented, multitasking, leadership, stress tolerance. Type B, relaxed attitude, flexibility, creativity, interpersonal skills, work-life balance, non-competitive nature. Type C, quiet, focused, introverted, thoughtful, controlled, cooperative, creative, conflict resistant. Type D, negative, this is not a word, social. I've been having a conversation with future you for the last like 5 minutes, so I'm glad you're back.
Fill me in.
Oh, we've been talking about me and future Patty have been talking. It's mostly a one-sided conversation, but
oh, I know. I hope
so. We're talking about me.
Okay.
Let's talk about the four personality types. Type A personality.
Okay.
Time conscious.
Angie.
Competitive.
Angy.
Goal oriented. Multitasking, leadership, stress tolerance.
Wait, like good stress tolerance?
Yeah, like good
really?
Stress tolerance.
I thought it was the opposite.
Perform best under pressure, showing remarkable resilience in the face of challenges.
Oh, okay.
Type B, relaxed attitude, flexible, creative, interpersonal skills, work-life balance, non-competitive nature. And then there's like C, allegedly, which is quiet, focused, introverted, thoughtful, controlled, cooperative, creative, conflict resilient.
Isn't that
just and then type
D?
V D.
Type D.
This is not real. Okay, just type A and type B. Up. Let's talk about it.
Okay, what are you? What are you? I'm curious. To
dude,
your
I'm
thoughts.
Type B. I really? Wish that I wasn't. Let's. Okay. Yeah, I've actually been. I don't know why I've been thinking about this so much recently. I think it's just because I'm like late to like everything, and I really wish that I wasn't. But like, I'm consistently like at least 2 minutes late to everything. And I just cannot figure that out.
Is,
so.
That like, is that like why you're type A or type B? Or are you like...
No, it's just the reason that I've been thinking about it a lot. Is because I'm always freaking late and it bothers me so bad. But I can't figure it. Anyways. Yeah, I'm definitely type B. I wish really? That I wasn't. The thing is I like... I feel like some people who are type B just like accept it and are like fine with it. But like it bothers me so bad. And like...
why?
I try to like not be, but it only lasts for like 5 minutes. So no, that's the problem.
But why? What's wrong with type B?
Well, to me, being type B is like I feel like type A people are like super neat and like organized all the time and like...
really?
Like
type
on
A?
Time to stuff.
Isn't that like... can I see the definitions?
I'm pretty... this is maybe not a good... wait, here.
I don't know. No, it's like... well, maybe... I like did this in a book. Like
I was going to say, this is
books.
Like your whole... you're majoring in type A versus B, so why do you not know?
Well, so a type A person okay. would typically be characterized as a... yeah, like I thought it was just like quicker to like emotion. I thought it wasn't...
but I think there's like habits and stuff that are like...
no, like having...
more stereotypical.
Nature. Really? I feel like it's so okay. To be fair, like it's so stupid that they just it's like two.
They like
you
put
only
people
two.
In boxes. Yeah,
yeah. It's like
that's
yeah,
why
like,
there's
oh,
type A, B, C, D,
what's it even
E, F, G?
It's like because I feel like you have, like type A certain characteristics.
I mean that's true.
Yeah, it's like you know. Yeah,
but
it's well, dumb.
This
to,
is why
like,
we're talking
I'm mainly
about
type
it.
B. It's like no, like
we're thinking outside the box.
Okay, this is everybody.
No way. It's been like an hour.
Every,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But like everybody. Is like someone could be I can be determined but they could also be peaceful and someone could be aggressive but also be stable.
Okay,
it's
this
just,
is
it's
dumb.
So dumb.
But
like,
okay,
no. Like,
look
just...
up like type A versus B like habits.
Okay.
Also, I feel like I'm just standing in front of the hack desk right now. This is like what happens. So now I'm like thinking about it and I'm like, I probably stand there for like at least an hour every single time and I just don't know because it just goes by really
let's
fast.
Let's rename this segment to... the Hack Desk Chronicles.
We should just do this at the Hack Desk. You know how much credit we could have gotten from just doing this at the desk? Because I just do this anyway.
It's just arguments.
Next
like
time you work, we should go get the we should go get the portable microphones and just
that'd
sit at
so
the desk
funny.
Next time you work.
It's like that one.
Let's talk about foods we don't like.
No, one say hold up. Let's okay.
I have
we
so many things to talk
we
about.
So we'll do another one
okay,
of these because these are fun. I actually like. Let's just do this like twice a week for the rest of the semester.
Let's have a new the Gossip Girl the section.
You know what? Backcountry Buzz has been retired. It's too professional. Wait. Yeah, it's just saying like the qualities again. Let's just wrap this up like real quick for the type A, type B exam. But I don't see like any. There's a quiz. I'm not taking the quiz. But
take the quiz.
But it's yeah, it's like there's no like I don't know.
You just
maybe is there like a certain website? But like I can't find it. I cannot find the type A, type B thing. I don't think it's I don't know. What are you talking about? Like type A people are like what, like more athletic or something? Or more Like they like to organize their
stuff. Yeah. Okay, so why did you say you were type B then?
I've always been type B. Okay, you know what's crazy? Like, you should see me as a kid versus like who I am now. Like, as a kid, like,
well,
I was
you
like,
sometimes tell me those stories, and it sounds
I was like so shy as a kid, and like I was like a terrible person to be around because I was just like so like uppity and like and like I was not chill at all. But I feel like I've like mellowed out, and like I feel like
you're so chill now. You know, Josie always says that you're just. You know that chill guy thing?
Yeah, that's like what he, the meme.
That's what he always says that you are.
But also, like, I feel like I'm more type A now because I have, like, more feelings. And, like, I'm more... I'm, like, slightly more aggressive maybe or something. I don't know if that's, like, the best thing to say, but that's how it is.
Thing says, self-driven, highly competitive. This is type A. Ambitious and goal-oriented.
Yeah, I feel like that's more me now. I feel like that wasn't me, but...
Okay, so you're type A now?
I think that's why I think this is all like so stupid. Yeah, like, this is like people change, personalities change. Like everyone has like different qualities of like each one. Like,
yeah,
it's so dumb. Like, I no offense to the people.
It's just
that
like
make
every
this,
single adjective that you could ever use to describe someone on one list.
Yeah, it's like they don't even like match half the time. Like one of them's like it's prepared, and then like one of them's is late. I don't know. It's just like very horoscopy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like what's that one?
This thing just says in simple terms, like type A is competitive, time urgent, hostile, and aggressive.
Yeah.
And then type B is relaxed, patient, easygoing.
But like, what's that one with like the 16 different combinations, like the INTSG,
INTB,
or whatever? That one's way better.
Because
like, even though it's like not like
or something
very accurate or anything, but it's like, even though it's like not like, again, it's like putting people in like these large boxes that like, it's crazy to think that like there's only 16 types of like, or like 24. I don't even remember.
Next podcast, we should do it.
Test.
And we should answer both of the questions at the same time and like talk about which one we would put.
Because I already,
because that sounds
interesting. Do you know which one yours is? Because
I think so. Yeah. I took one of them and I don't remember, but I sent it to someone.
Mine's like the green one. That's always like, mine's a green one. That, like, it's like Frodo or something.
Frodo? What kind of test are you taking?
It's like the one online. Like the what is it called? INTGS? INTG?
You're just saying letters.
No, help me out.
I'm pretty sure it's like the Myers-Briggs thing.
Yeah, okay, that's
not what it's called. I just did because you just asked me.
ENFJT.
That's the one I have. ENFJT.
Personality test 3.
Frodo?
Yeah, that's like the comparison.
Isn't that like the dog? No, that's Toto. I was going to say it's not the dog in whatever that movie's called.
Did you see Wicked or something?
What's that movie actually called though? The Wizard of Oz. That's what it's called.
It's called Wicked.
Have you seen that movie?
The Wizard of Oz or Wicked?
Wicked.
No, I haven't seen Wicked.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here's the thing. No, this is a good topic.
What?
Always are like, oh, I don't have money for this. But you just have money for, your money priorities are just different. You're just going to spend money on.
Yeah, I did spend like $500 in his shoes the last like 3 months. So
because I burned out of them too quickly. Yeah, that's fair. Well, did you buy some that are like really expensive though?
They were cheap because like I got them for like $200 or usually like $350.
Which one?
At REI, they're like Nordas.
The Norda ones.
They're like really nice trail running shoes. Like I like put on more.
Are they good?
Oh my gosh! Like yeah, like really? I usually like do Hokas and I put like my new Hokas on like the other day to break them in. And like it wasn't even a comparison. Like I'm stuck into this $350 shoe now, which kind of sucks.
Shouldn't have done that. What Hokas did you get?
Just like the Speed Goats, but I've done the Mafates, and like they're both like okay, but for like long distances, not so much. I'm a mediator.
What?
I'm an INFPT. The last time I took it.
What is it?
I N.
Wait, what does these stand for? Let's breakdown.
The breakdown. You can tap on it. Cool. I'm introverted, intuitive, feeling, prospecting. I don't know what that means. Yeah, see, look, Frodo.
What?
Or no, it's actually J.R.R. Tolkien.
Close what?
Enough. Yeah.
Let me see that.
No, yeah, here.
Wait, it's like a person?
Yeah, we can just look. We'll just look. Do you know your thing?
Screen protector on? I can actually see your screen.
Yeah, because I got a new one.
Okay, wait, what?
Go back.
Oh, it's like a quote?
It's
a quote.
You want to see yours? Is that what you're doing?
I have.
Just like go click back.
Barack Obama.
You're Barack Obama?
Oh, that's protagonist. I wish I was Barack Obama. Is that what you're talking about? Yes. Yes. Do a Barack Obama impression.
My fellow Americans, we have been through some trying times lately.
I knew you would have one.
it's pretty mid, but
yeah.
My Trump one's a little
bit. J-Lo, Ben Affleck, Oprah Winfrey.
That's who yours are?
I'm so cool. What? Yeah, mine's 63% extroverted. That's such a lie.
That's totally true. You're lying.
I'm not an extrovert.
I disagree. That's just like outside looking in. And like, I guess you would say
Yeah, I was going to say. I hate. Oh, okay.
You get more charge out of like sitting in your room by yourself.
Yeah. Well, really? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just fake it. But like, you still, I don't know. I guess it depends on the person though.
Because that's like, the thing. If yeah. I don't like you, okay, if I don't like 100% like someone, that's, I don't want to, like, I do not spend time with people very, like, if
really
I don't
point.
100% like someone, I do not want to spend time with them. People I hang out with are like Josie. That's like,
yeah,
it.
Josie and like Jared and like five other people probably. And then like,
and I just like, and I like talk to people. Like, I don't dislike talking yeah. to people, but like at the end of the day, I do not want to spend time with that many people, like outside of like,
I don't know why. Why is that?
School and stuff.
Is it like,
it's just like not really exhausting to like hang. I think that's the thing is it's like, it doesn't exhaust you to hang out with like select people, yeah. but like it does with like most other people. So yes. I just like would rather just like,
that's not like a hot take because like everyone has their people, but it's like, well, it's like I wonder
you
why.
You think about like at the end of the day, you like have done an entire school day.
Yeah.
And it's like yeah, most people I think about and I'm like, yeah, I'm too tired to hang out yeah, with right like, now. But like most of the, but like there's some people where I like, I'm like, oh yeah, like it's not going to like take extra energy for me to hang out yeah, with you. So it's like.
That's a crazy fine. Thing to think about. It's like, I wonder if it's just like the amount you like care about like what they think maybe, or maybe it's the opposite, or like yeah. maybe you just know that it like doesn't like matter like what you say, because like I feel like that's the same thing with like, are you handing this to me?
Yeah. Thank
you. But, like I feel like it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, like family or something. I don't know how you feel about your family, but like I feel like I can be around my yeah. family pretty long, because like we understand,
I think it's
that,
also
like
how
matter,
much
like,
you are
say.
Yourself I guess too,
that's true
because
too.
Like
that's sad, that's really sad.
No, but that's I think isn't what it is, because yeah, it I is. Feel like I'm like,
but like, isn't it sad that you can't like?
That's
feel like,
true, and it's like most people. Yeah, that's like kind of sucks.
That's like yeah,
but
like,
that is true.
And like, do you ever have those moments where you're like sitting with someone like you kind of know, and then like you say something, and like there's no reaction. You're like, oh
yeah,
God. And you just kind of
like
have
if
that
it's
rush
hard
of
to
like,
talk to them. That's the other yeah. thing. Like if I have feel like I have to like work to like talk to them, then it's like
not fun.
Hard or like I don't know. Mm. There's so many things like that where like. I realized, especially like this school year, because I feel like in freshman year, like everyone's friends.
Yeah.
And that's like,
kind of. Everyone's like more willing.
Especially
like
the first semester.
Knows.
Like I felt like I was friends with every single yeah, person yeah. at school. Like, it was like hey, not hey, real. Hey, it was like, hey. Yeah. And then like now I like only spend time with people that I actually like want to like actually invest time in, you know? And it's so weird because it's like when I started hanging out at Stone Tree and like actually like having friends there, I was like, that's so weird because I like feel like very like myself around that group of people, but I'm like, that's weird because then it made me realize like how many people I like hang out with during the day yeah, that I'm like I'm not like, that oh weird, you know God. What I mean? I was like, oh, like I would never like, because I just like feel like I'm like kind of weird. It's so, like, but I feel like I like actually like don't have to like filter what I'm saying or whatever yeah, around like the people that I like spend time with now.
It's
so
like, it's like the no judgment thing. I feel like it's like most yeah. of the time like when I'm with someone like that, even if I like mess up, like I don't have to like think about it. It's just like, oh, like I mess up and like they like laugh it off or something. It's like, I don't really have to try to like be like, I'm sorry they said that to offend you.
Or
like
yeah.
Like who cares, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know it's like kind of sad to think about like how many people can't be themselves like to most people. And it's like, we don't really know. Like that's
yeah.
the thing. It's like,
you
walk
well,
past
the
so
thing.
Many people, you have
know.
No idea.
We don't know nobody.
We don't know anybody.
That's
like,
true.
Even like our closest friends, I feel like people like don't really know them. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Well, and I always think it's really telling, like, if you get to, like, meet their family. Mm. And, like, I mean, not everybody's family, obviously, but I think, like, most people's families, like, who they are around their family is, like, very, like.
I disagree.
No. Okay.
Is that your experience? Like, you're very yourself around your family? Like, no filter?
Yeah.
Nothing? Like, obviously, like, there's some things you can't say. Like, you're going to have, like, different humor with friends.
Well, yeah.
Really?
But like
you're just like completely yourself all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Really? That's my fascinating.
Family?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No. I mean, I need to be professional. Like, I don't need
what?
To be.
But it's
like,
you're yeah, professional.
Like, no, I'm like very like well-spoken. Oh. Like, I like, I turn my brain on. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to like, and like, it doesn't mean that like my parents haven't seen me at like my lowest points and like my highest yeah. points. Like, they know like what troubles me and like what's yeah. going on in my life. But they like, it's like, I feel
interesting.
Like, yeah, you know, it's like, I just like don't want to like seem like the, like, blah, 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 my yeah, name's Patty. Stupid stuff like I always do. So it's
he's
like,
he's very intelligent.
Just, and they're like, wow, like this college education wow. was well,
I'm really,
well purchased.
My money is really, like, my really money, invested my money into he's so yeah, like, well spoken.
Yeah, like, I don't that's want them to so feel funny. Like all their like efforts of parenting have been wasted on this dude that's like, hey, what's up? My name's Patty. And like, you know, so it's like, I'm like a little bit different, you know?
Huh.
Yeah. I don't
interesting.
Know. That's kind of cool. Like, I've kind of wondered, I've kind of like tried that where it's like I try to be myself and like I feel
and
bad.
And they're disappointed.
What's like, yeah, that's like a bad
that
thing to say.
Terrible.
That's
terrible. Like, well, yeah.
But it's
I
not
don't
like,
know.
It's not like they want me to be that way, but it's just like I just feel more comfortable that way.
Hmm. You think like you were more like yourself when you were in high school? Or like, do you think it's like, do you think that's been different since like you don't live there anymore?
Like, you mean at home or like in school?
Yeah,
or?
At home. Like, do you think you like become more like, I need to be, or like,
I think I tested the boundaries like everyone does. And like, that didn't go so well because, you know,
you're like, let's dive into that.
It's not. And let's keep private lives to private lives. Like, you definitely did the same thing where it's like, you like test the boundaries and like you try to be someone, like you differentiate. That's what this is like, the psychological. Yeah, we like differentiate and like, so you like try to be apart from your parents. So you like test the boundaries and then, yeah, and then it doesn't work out all the time. And then you kind of have to ditch that until you go to college. And then you do it again in college. And then you feel like, and then you're like, oh, there's too much differentiation. I kind of screw up. And then you come back to that middle spectrum and I think you just end up more like your parents. So
it's all inevitable. You can try and resist it, but you just become them. So it doesn't even, it's, might yeah, as well just not try.
It's so funny. It's like, it's not even a bad thing.
I'm just going to become an accountant named Polly in your future. Hey. It's inevitable.
Yeah, I don't want their jobs, but I would love to be like them orally. I don't know,
just,
too
you
much
just don't
information.
Want it.
But yeah, what about you?
You don't want to have their jobs. And my dad does data analysis for pharmaceutical companies.
Big
and I
pharma?
Do not.
I'm just kidding.
I do not know how to do that, so that will not be me.
I feel like you're going to do like climb guiding or something. I think like temptation's too much for you. I can't see you in a... I would actually be disappointed in you if you like did a regular
no pressure
job.
Or anything.
Yeah, like I know your LinkedIn is like 5 years is gonna be like Miranda Brown, like guide at Canada Banff National
Real
Park.
Rock 20.
Real Rock 20.
I'm gonna be on Real Rock 20.
Miranda's gonna be free soloing.
Dude, speaking of which, we gotta watch the Real Rock 19 comes out like on actual like for.
Experience?
For the people who didn't go watch it,
oh my god,
it comes out
busy.
In like a week, and it's really good. So we should watch or one of them specifically was really good. So we should watch that one.
I'm down.
Got any wise words? The wise words that Brad had at the end of the podcast last time was really funny.
Do you have any?
He said, "You're not gonna remember the parties for multiple reasons." That was his quote at the end.
That was legendary.
I know. I forgot about that till I re-listened to it.
I want to hear what Miranda has to say.
Follow your dreams. I mean, no. I'd rather have gummy bears any day.
Than what? Than Chardonnay?
No, what's the quote?
It's like gummy bears or flowers or something.
I would rather have...
I have gummy bears and flowers any day.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend forever. My Prince Charming doesn't bring me flowers. You know I'd rather have gummy bears any day.
That's Abby from Love on the Spectrum.
The milk to my shirt.
The milk to my shirt.
Not
making
sense at all. That is so terrible.
It's like, I really want to try that now. The milk Chardonnay.
Milk and Chardonnay. It's like those dirty sodas, but it's like
dirty Chardonnay.
That's like milk and Chardonnay. It's like the same thing.
Dirty soda is?
What?
I thought a dirty soda was like...
It's like soda and like
creamer.
That's
what people who are Mormon drink.
Yeah. It's like creamer and soda.
Yuck.
Have you not had this? It's kind of good.
Oh, it's like an Italian soda?
It's like an Italian soda.
Oh, okay, I've had
but
that.
But it's like, this is like, yeah. It's just basically the same thing. It's kind of good.
Dirty soda is so stupid.
But yeah, milk and Chardonnay, that's like the same thing. All right, we are getting off topic and there's someone waiting, so you might want to cut this.
Thank you for listening
to Backcountry Buzz on the Big Sky Small World podcast. And we'll see you. It's over. All right.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye. Big sky, small world, I can never have one to know. It's okay. Thank you for tuning in to Big Sky, Small World, theme song by Alex Coulter. Please follow and leave comments on Instagram at bigsky.smallworld. That's another thing where I'm just like calling like, oh, I should not have a hot chocolate bar. The studio.
Dr. Hans is going to eat it. Patty, I saw it on the Instagram that you were drinking.
Right.
Are they taking pictures right now?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Please, just drink that into the microphone.